You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello, and welcome to Is This Good?, the show where we boldly, conclusively, and scientifically decide what things in this big wide world are good. I'm Matt Austin, and with me are three amazing panelists from No Dunks, Tass Mellis, Jay Skeets, and Jason Doyle. Welcome to Is This Good?
What is going on?
Is that
over
a
there?
Leaf blower in the background of your place, Matt?
Hey, unlike you guys, when there's things happening in the background, I don't mention them, okay? I just work through them.
Professional.
Yeah, a little construction zone?
A little bit of a construction zone, and a bit related as a throw ahead, that could be involved in today's subjective trivia, so put your subjective hats on.
Okay, wow. What a tease.
If you have questions or topics for a future show, send them to me at StartersMatt. On Twitter, or email us at isthisgoodpod@gmail.com. I do want to say we've been getting so many excellent submissions at isthisgoodpod@gmail.com. What I would like to see some more of are settle this questions. So we're going to get to one, a great one, towards the end of today's show.
A real great.
It's about hangovers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Like, settle this? What could be the topic?
Well, you'll have to wait and see. Don't just turn this off now like you normally do. You normally wait till I introduce everyone, then you say, "Oh, got my fix," and then you turn it off. But don't do that today. But I would like to see more settle this questions. These are maybe more involved questions, bigger questions where you need advice. You're in a disagreement with your partner, perhaps a best friend. You know, he's saying a hot dog is a sandwich. You're saying, "Oh, I don't know. I'm a traditionalist. I just think it's a hot dog." You email us. We're going to give you a definitive answer.
Nice.
On that topic, but. I would like to see some more of those. If you're watching live on YouTube, be good and vote in the polls. You could help us break a tie. Guys, the premise of the show, as always, it hasn't changed. It's very simple. I'm going to give you a topic. You tell me if it's good. Are we ready for the first topic?
Yeah. Absolutely.
We're ready. Let's do it.
Okay,
I'm about to take
bit
my
of
shirt
a backstory.
Off. Yeah.
You take your shirt off.
Yeah.
On Monday, an animal rights advocate ran onto the field during the Rams-Niners game. He evaded security for a bit. Before being destroyed by Rams linebacker Bobby Wagner. Where was that energy when they were trying to take down Deebo Samuel? I don't know what I'm talking about. But I'm asking you this time, this was not sent in, I'm asking you, streaking at a sporting event, is this good?
Can I just clarify, this person, did you consider them a streaker? Does clothing matter in this equation? Yeah.
So I thought that clothing did matter. I thought, like, when Will Ferrell said in Old School, "We're going streaking," he meant we're taking off our clothes and we're running through the quad.
Yeah.
But apparently, you know, according to AP Style, any article that has been written about this, they refer to this guy as a streaker, even though he had both pants and a shirt.
Okay.
Wow.
JD, you're learning, eh?
I am learning, because streaking to me was the Will Ferrell definition, which is completely naked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you call when someone just jumps on the field?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
It's a good point. I mean.
We got a runner.
You are streaking across the field.
Ooh.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
To streak, to move quickly. I don't know where the nudity got involved in this, really.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like when you're in the water naked, that's skinny dipping.
Yes.
But when you're nude on land, it's amphibial skinny dipping. It should be called skinny running, really.
Yeah. I suppose.
Yeah.
There was like a hit song in the 70s called The Streak about a guy who... There goes the streak, and he's completely naked. That was the point of the song. I think that's how it came to... I have no idea, but I assume that that's how streaking
it entered the lexicon?
Came to fashion or whatever.
Oh, wow. Man, the 70s were crazy, JD.
Yeah, damn right.
Yeah, the flying purple people eater on the radio, and I guess it's more associated with hippies, isn't it? Like, just general nudity, hippie
nudity.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And then to break societal norms and conventions, they're running through the quad or something. Right. I don't know. Okay, but at a sporting event, are you pro streaking?
I am 100% pro streaking or just running onto the field. I guess we're calling streakers with clothes on streakers. I think it's fantastic because you know they're generally not hurting anyone, right? And if anything, they're getting hurt.
They are in the most danger, I would say.
Absolutely, yeah. Which is why when they are naked, I mean, it's like, oh, jeez.
Those are the real ones. There's no point in running on a field or a court if you have clothes on.
Oh, you think you should be nude?
As a purist, yes, I think you should be nude. You can write something on your body if you want, but I want to see some bits and pieces. Otherwise, what's the point?
Yeah,
I don't think the streaking should be limited to the well hung, and I'm worried that
I'm not saying
I know, but the small dick community is not anxious to show their penis.
You know what? I have even more respect for you if you're streaking with a small penis. I mean, you know,
a little Renaissance dick. I just went to a museum the other day, so I've got a lot of marble dick in my head.
Yeah, Joey is saying he agrees with you, JD. Joey and the stream team, running while nude, hilarious. Running while clothed, annoying.
Right.
But I will say I actually like both of them at a sporting event. Sporting events, they're long. There's a lot of downtime. You know, a football game for crying out loud, baseball, whatever.
A streaker's just making it longer, though.
Yeah, but it's giving me... You've been at an event where a streaker happens or somebody runs on the field. It's exciting. I don't care what you say because you're like, oh, how is this going to end? Is this person going to be able to pull it off, whatever that means? Like, stay out there for a minute, avoid tackles, or this is going to end hilariously bad for them. They are getting destroyed by a professional athlete. You know, I'm here for both of those things.
You know how it ends. They go down.
Yeah. And then it's entertaining for the 20 to, you know, 40 seconds that it's happening.
We have seen situations where the streaker, quote unquote, wins. Like at a baseball stadium, you see this where they'll start, like, let's say on the first baseline, they'll run out, evade security, and then jump over the outfield wall and blend into the crowd like it's the Thomas Crown Affair.
Yeah. Right. Right. I mean, I've always wanted to do it too. Like,
you want to go big field? You want to go open field?
Big's your dick, Ski?
No, I guess I'll be a clothed runner. I'll be an annoying one.
Is this good erect dick energy? What if you go? What if you make sure you're erect when you run out?
Okay, I see that. I see that. Like, there's a bit of fear, excitement to you, nervous energy.
Well, isn't a part of, I guess, being nude, maybe not as much anymore, but, like, wasn't that going to help the person's chances of staying out there and causing a scene?
I think so.
Like,
you're
the
reluctant.
Poor security guy making $10 an hour, he's like, I don't want to go tackle this nude dude.
Yeah.
you know?
Nude.
With attitude. Kind of groovy. Well,
you do bring up a point that I want to say, because I don't know, I don't listen to any football content, so I don't know if Bobby Wagner is out there being praised for his like literal destruction of this frail human wisp of a man that was running on the field. But I think that should be illegal. Streaking is a contest between the streaker and the security.
If the security
cannot catch you, then I'm sorry, but a giant linebacker shouldn't be able to run you over.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I guess maybe they would make the argument like, hey, this is our place of work, but I mean, when someone attacks the president, it's not the president that takes him down. It's the Secret Service.
Right? Exactly right.
It's a contest between perhaps a conspiracy theorist assassin and the president.
Right. I would like for any streaker or someone going on the field, there should be a timer. Like, and I'm with you. A professional shouldn't be able to take them down, even though it's usually hilarious because they just destroy them. But a clock starts.
Yes.
Can you stay out there for 90 seconds?
Yeah.
Then the crowd's really going to be into it. Yeah. Like, oh, you know, it is. It's team security versus team streaker. Who are you going for? They do dumb little races on the jumbotrons between little animated donuts versus coffees. This is like the real life version of it to me.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's not a sport. It should be like a rodeo.
It should happen once a game.
Yeah.
I've said this before. Designated streaker.
Yeah.
You don't know when it's going to happen.
Right.
But it's going to happen.
Uh-huh.
The team security is on full alert, and then we have the show.
Mm.
Yeah.
I guess the problem, though, is that it's quite often not on camera. The producer will say, no, get it off. Yeah,
they know how fun it is. They don't want to encourage others to do it. Isn't that why they're not showing us?
Or it's more fun than the actual sport. So they don't want to demean their sport by showing how fun it is. See, you like the big field. I like a small field of play.
Somewhere, a little pickleball streaker.
Yeah, the old pickleballs are out there. Yeah, I would say it's more important. You force the producer to put it on camera. If you run like really close to the field, if you're on a small field of play, like in a baseball field, you know, you can just change to somewhere else. It's key to jump on the field at a very, very key moment where the cameras. Mm-hmm. on a certain part of the field. And what's also key to me is that the streaker, naked, of course. Clothes streaking, no thank you. But I think a message on the streaker really, really helps. because I started looking around and I saw a great story about a guy.
Oh, yeah.
In, we're showing you here on YouTube. St. Andrew in Scotland, where John Daly was putting to finish off his playoff round. It was actually a playoff round. I guess it was on a Monday, a nice cool Monday, and this gentleman ran on the field with 19th hole on his back pointing to his crack.
Somebody did that for him.
Yeah, it's a hilarious story because he jumped on with a person he brought with him. That's not somebody who's chasing him.
Oh, that's so smart.
But it happened happenstance. He actually wrote about it before blogs were blogs. He wrote about it, and he said he met a parking attendant that morning, and he said, hey, why don't you come on the golf course with me? I'm going to run on when John Daly's finishing off the round. And
while this also random person is given...
No, that's his wife.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so his wife was...
Skeets, you were really...
Oh, I thought this was like a triple plan. Yeah, which is actually next level, and I'm surprised doesn't happen more often.
Because, listen, you guys are talking about flaccid penises and large penises...
You brought up the erect penis.
Yeah,
not me.
I don't need to see any penis. I don't think
this guy's penis you can't see, but he's hard as hell.
I don't care about anybody's body parts, male or female. I need a message because I think that's the most important part.
Yeah,
the caddy was chasing around that nude guy to take out the stick. Is that what you're saying, Matty O? That guy there.
Yeah. JD, do you have my image of this as well?
Not handy, no.
You didn't bring it. I have to say
bother.
Mine is better. Now, what?
How dare you? So we
okay,
actually
hold on.
Let me see if I can find the same image. We picked
well,
this.
Well, okay, so to peel back the curtain for a second, right. Just before coming on, I said, JD, do you have my element in the parlance of new media? And Tass said, do you have my element? And JD said, spoiler alert, they're the same element. So obviously we knew it was this 19th butthole picture.
Yeah.
So I thought it was the exact same image. And I do have to say my image is better.
Okay, hold on. I'm bringing it up.
What image would you have?
So he's got a closer shot of the
butthole. You
could
see John Daly's face in my image.
Oh, wow. So there's four of us. Can you bring up the fifth element? That sucked.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah, this is better. You know,
Why is it better?
And there's cops out there. Yeah, I like that. Well, what do you mean, why is this better? It's a great shot. Foreground.
That's good. To be honest, like I only saw the thumbnail version of this, so I thought, okay, they're basically the same. But let's see.
This one's I love how
this
he brought.
This is Tass.
I love how he brought on. He brought on the parking attendant to chase him, and he also.
So that guy you're telling me is fake chasing him?
Yes.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
And he's also. We're not seeing his belly, but. According to this man's writing, he said he was overweight and he knew he could outchase him and that he wouldn't get tackled right away.
He's also wearing like dress shoes.
This cop doesn't seem too...
Yeah, you know what I like better about...
You're right. Your element is better.
Well, and I like that he's still wearing the hat. I like a completely nude, but with, you know, shoes and socks or a nice hat, like a nice classy... what is that, a poor boy cap or something?
Yeah.
I like that.
What's around his arm? Like a little miniature golf set?
It looks...
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, that's comedy. That's just great.
Tassie, we're also working in 16 by 9, so let's use that full frame as much as possible. All right.
I think
we've got all four saying good. What are the people saying, Tassie?
People, strong opinion, not good.
What?
62%.
Wow, that's a lot.
I think we've swayed some people. It did start at 3/4 for not good. So
okay, so what's just quick, like, what would be the counter? People can let us know in the stream team. So
well, Skeets, I've heard you say before, you do a basketball show when you're not doing this show, that you've said too many people are running onto the court, and that's going to cause them to get rid of courtside seats, the best seats in sports.
Yeah, see, in basketball, I mean, I know Tass was trying to make the case you want it in a close, enclosed area. I don't. I like the open field. Let's put our speed to the test. Let's give me some maneuverability out there. The people that were gluing themselves to the floor in protest, I'm looking at, that is something different to me.
Right.
Well, I think those are actually the same group, by the way.
Okay. But I'm thinking of a streaker, really, just, it's for pure hijinks. Usually too liquored up. It's a bet with somebody. Can you get from here to there? Can you dodge three security guards? I like that. I like the game of that. But yeah, the other.
You want to see an athlete? You want to see a B-class athlete when you're watching A-class athletes out there?
Yeah, honestly, it's like a nice pros versus Joes type of moment for me. It's really puts it in perspective how great a guy like Wagner is at his job. You know,
Bobby. Right. Great.
So we got
name.
Four goods and one not good from the.
How much
the scolds in the stream team here.
How much would it take you, Matt, to do it? That's a like a, how much money?
I would never do it.
Never do it. $1 million, Matt. $1 million to go run on
nude. Is this nude?
Are you a nude dude with attitude? Are you kind of groovy? Or no?
You can borrow that Borat swimsuit that you've never worn.
Shaved and shorn and ready to expose myself.
Yeah, you can go.
Not a big nude guy, not a big, you know, sprinting guy.
Not a big nude guy.
But $1 million, yes, if you can compile $1 million.
All right. Yeah. All right.
I mean, well, I have streaked before, like at a volleyball game. Nothing professional or anything. Just in Greece. Too much Retsina. Okay. You know, we were all wearing togas anyway, so we're basically nude. And then me and two other guys were just like, you know, it'd be hilarious if we just ran naked through this thing, and we did it. And I have to admit,
professional volleyball, like people were in the audience.
No, well, it was sort of like at the resort we stayed at. At 3 o'clock, not stayed. I worked there, but they had like a volleyball game every day at 3 p.m. and people would make teams. Some of them took it very seriously, and the two teams that were on, it was the final of the day kind of thing. And we were just like, these guys are very serious. Let's streak through here and take an edge off. And I must admit that I did give it a little waggle, you know, just
you gotta warm it up.
Just Bobby gotta waggle. Warm it up. A little waggle, just a little
jogging in place.
Exactly.
For what I just said, I too have streaked in the great American tradition of quad streaking.
Wow.
I had a friend from Montreal that went to Harvard, and I think we went to visit him, and we were there, and whatever, we're drinking, and he's like, oh, you know, great timing on the visit, because we're all going to go streaking through the quad later. And we're like, haha. He's like, no, this is like a Harvard tradition. I think it was the weekend before finals started as like a, you know, I don't know, get the energy out kind of final last hurrah thing. I think it was called Primal Scream, if I'm not mistaken. Everyone does a lap around the quad naked, like hundreds of people, and they all scream.
Right.
And I was like, okay, yeah, you have fun. I don't go here, so
I don't love
that.
Nudity.
And then by the time came, I can't believe it. I also gave it a couple tugs and just did a lap.
Everyone's jerking off before they go and streaking.
But somehow in that mass of humanity and flesh, I felt ensconced and safe.
Right.
But I was the only one doing it, no way.
Were you terrified about your clothes being where they were when you stripped out? That's the number one fear.
Yeah.
It's not the actual
quite
being
well
naked part, I don't
bush.
Think. It's like, wow.
Behind a rose bush. Oh my gosh.
So right. No one's going to go look in there. All right. Matt S. asks, cologne, is it good?
Straight up cologne.
let me start by asking.
These are great topics.
Do you think I'm incorrect to say that when we, in the 90s, when we were coming of age, that people wore cologne? When you started going to your first kind of dances or things like that, people would wear cologne.
100%. 100%.
Hilfiger.
Yeah. It felt like wearing
cologne. Aqua di Gio.
Wearing cologne was like, to become, in our case,
a
to become a man, There were two things, two steps in life. It was wearing jeans and putting on cologne.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about when jeans. When you're like 11, let's say 11 or 12, you start wearing jeans full time.
Oh,
right?
Shit.
Okay, that's the first step to becoming a
full time.
Is that a Christian, like a Christian bar mitzvah when you put on jeans and you got the Levi's 501 and suddenly you're a man?
I'm telling you, I remember the year that jeans.
I'm kind of with you. I'm kind of with you.
Because you were
now.
Like, I mean, okay, not to become a man, to become like what you had to be considered cool. Mm. Oh, okay. He's not wearing sweatpants all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the first step. And then
all
I do agree, Matt,
up.
A yeah. little bit later, more in high school, like early high school, I would say. So like, you know, 13, 14, 15 era, cologne felt like another one. It's just like suddenly everyone's got to have a cologne.
Yeah.
And you got to be wearing it. So yeah, I agree. That was a thing in the 90s.
And the 80s. And that's when I came.
Okay, so that's what I was going to ask, JD. When you came of age, same thing.
Oh, yeah, 100%. The jeans thing, I'm not sure about that one.
When did you start wearing jeans? Full-time.
Full-time jean wearer. Wow.
Grade five was the last year I was wearing sweatpants to school, I remember. Yeah. Or most people were. And it felt like grade six, which was the last year in our grade school before we had a 7-8, right? And then high school.
Right.
That's when jeans were popping.
I feel like I was jeans all the way through, but then
jeans
were
eight?
Awesome. Yeah, man. It's the 70s. Anything went. There was people streaking all around me. I was wearing jeans. But then I remember in like grade eight, people started wearing like, I guess they called them rugby pants or, you know, whatever. They were basically, you know, what coaches wear on the side of
track pants.
But it seemed a little more formal. It was like, ooh la la, look at those.
Ironically, there's no pants worn in rugby.
Right, I know. Yeah, that's what was very confusing. But you know, whatever. It was Canada in 1980.
Yeah, it's the next step is snow pants after growing up. I moved on to snow pants every day. That's when I felt I grew up.
Wow.
No, but I'm with you. That was just a bad Canada joke. I am with you in that. Yeah, jeans are the next from boy to bigger boy.
Yeah,
is what
come
you're
on.
Going
yeah.
To.
Yeah. Yeah. I
Which is funny now. I see Min Power in the stream team. I know a lot of adults that wear sweatpants as part of their fit. Yeah, now.
Yeah.
But that's,
yeah, we've gone back. We've regressed.
Well, yes, we have gone backwards.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah.
Hey, man, you coming over to Steve's on Friday? You know, you ready to do the thing that it takes to become a man? Oh, yeah, we're all going to sit in a circle and jerk off onto a cookie? Ew, gross. No, we're all going to be wearing denim.
Wow. Okay, cologne. Back to cologne.
Okay, so back to cologne. So what I guess what I want, so we know 80s teenage boys were wearing cologne, probably a Dracar Noir. 90s boys in the house. We were wearing CK1. We were androgynous.
Okay, just a quick correction.
90s.
It was
okay.
Ralph Lauren Polo was the big scent.
Oh, come on. Dracar Noir was kicking Ralph Lauren's ass.
Oh, okay. Right, whatever you say. I mean, it was there. I'm not going to lie.
It was prominent.
For sure. Yeah.
I'm
really surprised to hear you say that because I went to school with a lot of Greeks and man, they loved that polo. Loved it.
Yeah, see, I was a second gen hand-me-down Dracar Noir for my older brothers.
Wow.
He wasn't using enough of it.
Yeah, I was loving it. Yeah. That's how that was peak cologne.
Yeah.
To me, 80s, 90s, that crossover, and then 2000s is done.
Wow.
Yeah, but here's the thing. So what I was curious about is, if we had a 2000s people in the stream team, could they tell us whether when they were 14, 15, they were wearing cologne? Or, here's a theory, Axe body spray killed cologne.
Wow.
Oh. Hmm. And Axe body spray got popular in the early to mid 2000s.
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I know, it sounds like a TED Talk topic, but
yeah.
I didn't mean to drop the mic so hard.
Yeah, I think the prominence of cologne sort of killed itself. It's just too prominent. It's just too pungent. It's too much in
it's
general.
Too much.
Well, people put on too
yeah,
much.
There's
cologne.
An over.
But
100%.
A spray can be even too much, I would say. Even a strong squirt, even one firm squirt from a bottle can be too much. Too much Axe can be too much, but at least Axe, you know, it dissipates over a day.
I've never used Axe body spray. So what are you doing? After
really
you shower, you're literally just going like all over your body? Is that what you're doing?
He can go.
Sometimes,
before your clothes are on, though.
Well, body spray, so it should be on your naked body.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But I've seen some people certainly do it like Febreze.
Yeah, wow. I've seen people at the gym do it just all over.
Yeah, spray it. Yeah. You can spray it all over you.
I'm sorry, that's cologne. Okay.
This is big cologne. They're like, people hang on to these bottles for like years and years and years. Let's trick them into spraying it all over their bodies.
Yeah,
like,
use a whole bunch of it.
Once a month. Yeah.
With a way stronger stream, because like you can't really hold down a cologne spray and have it keep spraying.
Right.
It's like a rifle, whereas Axe body spray is like an AR-50.
Oh, right. If you use it in moderation,
they're both similarly garbage.
If you use a good bottle of cologne,
an AR-15 is a rifle though, but
yeah, that's
it's
true.
A form of rifle.
Yeah. If you use a good cologne the right way, which is really in moderation, man, that thing can last you for years.
Totally.
Years. Especially if you're not...
But in those years, you're telling me your vibe hasn't changed? Your scent hasn't changed?
Well, I've infamously said, you know, people are talking about it to this day. I've said this before, that I was a one-scent man for about a decade plus.
Correct me if I'm wrong, that was a woman's perfume.
Well, it was a man's perfume. It had a woman's name. It was called Pleasures.
Oh, Pleasures.
Yes, and I enjoyed having...
Men can enjoy Pleasures, too.
Of course.
Yeah, CKB.
Of course.
It went both ways.
But I liked having my scent. You knew when I walked in a room.
You totally
smelled
did.
Me before you saw me.
You did. Whenever I smell that, if I smell it out in the wild, I think of Skeets.
Yep.
Hey, Skeets.
You replaced it a little bit with Manscaped, right?
Is that what it's called? I legally had to. Yeah, that's true. Oh, no, it was becoming more difficult to find Pleasures. That's what was happening. Really?
I agree.
They may have stopped
making it.
As I get
older, it is more difficult to find Pleasures.
but let's go streaking today. I always shout out to Laura Kirby. Give Laura Kirby a hug. She always says, "You smell good." Nice compliment.
Yeah, okay. Of course.
But then again, if I ever wore cologne around my father-in-law, he's one of those people that has a very sensitive nose, and he's like, he's looking around, like, what is that?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, God.
Which is interesting, because as JD sort of alluded to, I'm not saying this is a hard and fast rule, but the swarthier the man, the heavier the cologne. Is that not?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, maybe.
I'm painting with a broad brush.
Yeah.
But so are they, a broad brush of...
I've been having a spray paint. I got like contractors, workers here, and they are mostly from Mexico, and they all smell amazing. I have to say, they show up in the mornings and they smell great. I'm gonna say I am good. Cologne is good. I fucking wear it every day. If I have a shower every day,
cologne? I have no idea what you smell like.
I smell good. I'm just, it's not too much. It's not, if I'm having a shower before bed, I will still put on cologne.
Ew.
Why?
Why are you adding chemicals to your body?
What? Chemicals to my body?
And why do you want a strong smell? Smells keep you awake at night.
It's not a strong smell. You just said
herbal.
You don't know what I smell like, but I'm always
wearing...
Well,
unless it's a dab of lavender on your wrist,
it's
not
literally a
spray.
It's a spritz.
Spritz.
Yeah.
And are you spraying and walking through it, or are you going wrist to wrist?
Just a... Sometimes.
What is it? Drop the name.
Yeah, what's your smell?
I got a bunch. I got Hugo Boss.
That's why I don't know what you smell like, because it's not consistent.
Yeah, exactly. I switch it up. And that's the thing. I have a bunch, and I don't want them sitting there all the, like, I don't need them to be there for years and years and years. I like going through a duty free and go, Boss, yes. Gave it up. Yes.
That's the number one spot to buy
cigarettes.
Exactly.
Actually, that reminds me, JD. Your boys are what, 14, 15 right now?
14, 16.
14, 16. Are they wearing cologne?
Yes, they are, actually.
Oh, they are. Wow. So yes. It persists.
Yes. Yes.
In the great tradition of men, of boys thinking, I'm going to be a man and attract the ladies by wearing this cologne.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's sort
of
beautiful when you think about it.
It kind of is. And I enjoy being told I smell great. I think Laura Kirby's told me that I've smelled
great. She's got a great nose.
My wife will say at least 3 times a week, man, you smell good.
Oh, that's great.
And that's what I like. I get a little nuzzle and it fucking works. It works.
Well, I think what's happened is men have learned to spray on less.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Over the years.
Mm. Yeah.
You don't need a lot.
Yeah.
One spritz is, you're spraying up before you go to bed. That's
sometimes
astonishing. Amazing. To me. But you know, when Phil, you said that, you know, somebody Phil you said that somebody came in, Laura came in for a hug.
Yeah.
And that I almost got a little cringy, because at times you can take on somebody's cologne onto yourself. If you hug somebody,
oh, interesting.
You get a manly scent, put on a little too much, you can
not wearing a manly scent though.
Yeah.
It's like glitter tass, you're right.
It can be on you all day. You could be smelling that the rest of the day. That's horrendous.
It could also be great. You know, speaking of my kids and salad days and all that, like you're making out with some girl behind the quad, and that's her perfume is on you, and you're like, damn, that girl, she smells great.
Well, yeah.
Tess, you're always going like, you're always sniffing your own clothes.
I've got a great nose.
Yeah. So I'm surprised you're not, your nose is too
sensitive. Yeah, I'm a little
too sensitive.
Yeah, I'm a little too sensitive. Did you say salad days, Jamie?
I don't know. Is that a thing?
Yeah, salad days. Salad days. Halcyon days. Yeah.
Oh, halcyon days. Yeah.
I think.
Love halcyon.
The embarrassing thing is when someone points out that you're wearing cologne. Somehow that's embarrassing to me. Like it's like very try-hardy. Like if you just smell good. But if someone's like, oh, someone in here is wearing a lot of cologne, you're like,
yeah, fair.
Yeah.
Listen,
it was a quick story here, Tess.
Please.
Maybe you'll find this interesting. Maybe you won't. Almost certainly you won't. But when I was probably about 15, maybe 14, I was taking guitar lessons for a few months. And the guy would come over to my house, and he was a cool guy. Okay, he was like probably cool looking back, you know, maybe in his late 20s. He was in a band. He wore a leather jacket. His name was Frank. Okay, and Frank was a cool fucking guy.
Right.
And just before Frank came over, maybe I was nervous. I took a huge dump, and the bathroom was right next to my room. Okay, so then the doorbell rings, and I'm like, Frank's here. Now I can't have Frank coming into my room, being like, well, it smells like shit. So I had a cologne. It was from the dollar store. It was of the you can't copyright a smell, you know. It was called Drake. It was a fake Dracar Noir.
Okay.
And I sprayed that thing as if it was an air freshener. I was young, didn't have much experience with cologne, so I spray that thing. Then I walk out of the bathroom. Frank walks up the stairs. I'm like, whew, narrowly crisis averted. He just looks at me. He goes, big date tonight, kid? And that was enough to make me never wear cologne again.
Oh, wow.
Because I was so embarrassed. He was like, yeah, big day tonight? Like, I was like, oh, God,
Well, you would have rather him smell your shit? Big burrito today,
back,
kid?
He would have respected it.
Okay.
You're right. I did enjoy that story. You said I wasn't going to. I enjoyed that story. But I also will say, and it's been brought up in the stream team here, a good deodorant can qualify for a cologne. Like, it's the smell of a cologne without the persistence, without the longevity.
Yeah, I guess. Deodorants don't generally smell as good as a cologne. Mm-hmm. There's no deodorant where I go, ooh, that smells really good.
Oh, come on.
Well, they smell clean.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
But that does bring up the good point. If you've got deodorant on, aftershave, and cologne, that's like three different scents fighting for attention.
Maybe a hair product too.
Yeah, you have to find complimentary stuff. But I don't wear aftershave, clearly.
No. I got complimentary stuff. I got complimented by my wife the other morning. It was like 6:45 in the morning. I'm putting away dishes, opening the dishwasher. I'm emptying the top rack. And Danielle says, you smell good. I said, how on earth do I smell good? I literally just woke up, rolled out of bed, hadn't showered in at least 18 hours, but my strong deodorant, fully zinced. I know you're a big zinc deodorant man, Matt. That's what she was smelling at 6:45 in the morning. Maybe she's just yearning for a man who wears cologne. I don't know.
Maybe it was her essence, your essence, that was enjoying.
Maybe.
Elon Musk, we all do.
I've just started using my new cologne, Matt, is Poo-Pourri. put a little bit of that on.
Honestly, this was pre-Poo-Pourri. If only Poo-Pourri existed, right? Frank would have never scared me off deodorant.
There's cologne for our toilets. That's where we're at.
Yeah. That's true.
You sound like Andy Rooney.
There's cologne for our toilets.
What's wrong with the youth today now? Instead of putting cologne on our bodies, we're putting cologne on top of our shit. Okay, what do the people say, Tassie?
Well, one of the people, Kevin Aquino, great comment. Today I learned Ed Sheeran's lyric, "Now my bed sheets smell like you," was about JD.
Shout out to you, Ed.
I can't wait to smell the construction workers, JD. I haven't smelled them yet, but I'm excited. I like the idea of acquaintances smelling good, but no one I know, you know, intimately wearing cologne. Like, you're all right with the pleasures. You're all right there. Well, you don't spray a lot on JD. Like, I don't even know.
Guys, the opposite part of this is like, okay, I get it. It can be sensitive. It can be overpowering. People wear too much. But you have to realize, the other thing is, you could smell like shit.
Yes.
And guess what? They're not going to say that to your face.
Right.
You're going to leave, and then we're going to go, oh, God, he stunk today. What was that smell all about?
Yeah, but I would argue shit plus artificial smell is sometimes worse.
Right, yeah.
You ever smelled someone that has a strong deodorant, like a gel, like a Rikard Sport deodorant,
right,
and then plus they have BO?
Yeah,
it's bad.
It kicks it up.
We got to move on, though. Okay. I got to know.
What was the result?
It's pretty equal.
Okay.
Oh, actually, I got another tangent to go on. I'm kidding. 53% good, 47%
Ooh,
not good.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Overall, people are saying
nobody wears aftershave, right?
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know when was the last time I shaved.
I don't think they have after, like, the Home Alone slap on.
Right.
Aqua Velvet.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Oh, we got to get to a break.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I haven't had a break in so long. I forgot that we still do this. But coming up, we're going to discuss potentially one of the most erotic things you can do.
Danielle has taken up painting. Oil painting, acrylic painting, other painting. I don't know what it is, but it's just incredible. If I can convince her to open up a Shopify store, I know she'll be hearing the Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, just do it, to the first real life store stage, see, you made a sale, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage? How about that? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap, offering outdoor outfits, or paintings, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From the all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Here's some information. Just like entrepreneur David Scott Martin of Antique Candle did for No Dunks on Shopify. How about that? And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/nodunks, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/nodunks now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/nodunks.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back to Is This Good with four wonderfully smelling men. Next topic, Josh and Suzanne S. would like to know, couple massages, are they good? And before you answer, I should point out that Josh and Suzanne S. are a real live couple that emailed me together.
Whoa.
So this could be an urgent ruling that we're giving. They could be on the cusp of booking perhaps a hotel spa or more of a local healer. So let's let them know. Should they be booking this couple's massage? Is this good?
I've never had one, and I hate massages.
Same here.
And I feel like it would be awkward. I hate massages. Yeah.
Okay, well, you'll need to. You can both explain. Why would you hate the delicate touch?
It's not delicate. Massage? I'm too bony. It's like they're like literally grinding my bones. Mm. And it's not comfortable at all. And it's
you shouldn't have gone to the Grimm Brothers masseuse parlor.
I just like, yeah, everyone's like, of course you get it to be more relaxed. It's the opposite. I'm way less relaxed on the table.
So. Oh, totally.
So,
and I don't want the opposite. Like me being touched by a stranger just makes me feel awkward, and bringing my partner into it and then have it be a sensual experience is it makes my skin crawl thinking about it, to be honest.
Has Rachel ever asked you to do one?
No. Well, she knows I hate massage, but okay. And she enjoys a massage. I just don't think it's, I would hate every second of it, I think. So she'd be like, nah.
Okay. Interesting. Tassie, where were you? Have you ever got one before?
A couple's massage? No. I'm trying.
Oh, really? Yeah. I don't know why. I would have thought you have done it like on a vacation or something.
The only person I did it with, you just reminded me, I did one with my man, Steve Eichhorn.
Oh, Big Steve!
Big Steve! Did he have two people massaging him? This guy. We're talking about a 6'5" behemoth.
He's a large man. So the couple's massage was two people massaging Steve, and I was just sitting there watching.
I like to watch.
It was on the same trip that we saw each other in China, Matt. We had a couple's massage.
Okay.
Steve and I had a couple's massage in China.
I'm glad you're bringing that up because people are saying, and JD, it doesn't have to be sensual.
No, I understand that, but it is considered a romantic thing to do, right? Like it's a bonding experience.
Oh, God, yeah.
With two strangers in the room touching my naked body. I'm not into it.
Sorry. What would it be if it's not sensual?
What? It's a discount.
Yeah,
honestly,
I think that's why we did ours. I assume, literally, because it's cheaper.
I swear to God,
I don't know.
It's two massage therapists and two bodies.
I don't think they're like people go and get couples massages like daughters and moms. And
is it?
Well, that's not a couple. I guess it's a couple of people, but that's not really what it means. I think that couples massages are sort of, the reason for their popularity. If they are even popular. I've been led to believe they're popular, yet it seems like no one I know has gotten one. I haven't gotten one either. But take time to slow down, away from your phones, quality time, reconnect.
Are you talking to each other?
It makes no sense.
That's why I don't understand it. You're not talking to each other. I think that couples massages are a gateway to group sex.
Okay.
Like I think it's like the most low stakes. Now, obviously that would be creepy to hear if you're a massage therapist, like, "Hey, we're here to heal. I've studied for this. This has nothing to do with sex." Obviously, I agree. I'm not implying that there's going to be any untoward touching or a happy ending in any way, but I mean, you're naked with your spouse in front of other people. When else, when does that happen? You're being touched with good smells and good oils, you're being rubbed near your erogenous zones. I mean, it's sensual. I don't understand how it could be anything but sensual. Yeah. I don't think a couple's now. I've gotten massage before, like a sports massage, which is the straightest kind of massage.
Yeah.
Where it's like active release therapy, where you're hurting, you're in pain the whole time because they're fixing like your calf that it hurts from running or something like that.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's any couples massages where they're doing that sort of deep tissue therapy. I think it is a nice gentle dance of the fingers across your back. Yeah. I think of, and there's candles, for God's sakes, candles. There's dim lighting. Like,
right.
Yeah. This is half a step from an orgy.
Yeah. I had a friend who went for a couple's massage with his, I guess, girlfriend at the time. And he's a large guy, like overweight guy. And they brought out a rolling pin. As soon as he sort of got, you know what I mean? Like the rolling pin. Her, they were fine touching, but it was like they didn't even want to touch him. You know what I mean? That's the vibe. That's what he said to me.
That goes against the Hippocratic Oath that I I don't think they take, but they should.
Yeah, yeah. So there's the embarrassment on top of that. I feel like that would happen to me. Be like, oh, yeah, they'd be fighting over Rachel. Let me do Rachel. Let me do the woman.
Do you think there needs to be equality in the genders of the people that are massaging you?
Mm.
Like, for instance, if you're gonna get a woman to massage you, should your wife or partner get a man?
And they should switch in the middle, and you wouldn't know the difference. You don't know. You got your head in that little circle looking downwards. You know.
Yeah, that's true. It's a great point. How coupley could it be if you can't even look?
That's what I was going to say to you.
Makes no sense.
Yeah.
You could hold hands. Your head could be in the thing.
You could hold.
If you're watching on YouTube, here's what it looks like. So.
Okay. So
and then you outstretch your hands.
Is that good? I don't think so. I don't see the benefits.
So we got really close to Matt's face. It's an individual experience.
Do you think the massage therapists in a couple's massage, the two, masseuses, do you think they hate it when people hold hands? Or do you think they actually like it because they're like, oh, this is the whole point of this?
I hadn't even thought of that. What I'd be thinking the whole time is they're rolling their eyes at us.
I was just going to say that. 100%.
They're looking at each other and like pointing at a mole on my back. I'm like, this is probably cancer.
That's right.
And I don't know. They're
making jokes. Who farted? Who, like, you know?
Yeah. Or maybe one of them is farting. Like, they have a, like, let's see if we could fart.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think they would like. Well, I don't know.
Okay.
Who knows? I mean, we are, I guess we're the worst people to answer this.
Totally. Because
I can't believe you guys have been in long-term relationships forever and you've never.
Well, I'm really close to Steve since we had our massage. I've never.
Finish that story.
Yeah.
What do you want? A happy ending? There was no.
Was it? Would you walk out of there going, "I'm glad we saved $5 and did this together"?
I have no idea if it was cheaper.
Thank God for Groupon.
Steve was we were in China. Groupon. Maybe there's a Groupon equivalent. I don't know. This was 2006 in Guangzhou, the province of Guangzhou.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I have no idea if it was cheaper or not. I think we got up off the tables and thought, "Whoa. Did you have a good massage?" Yeah, I had a good massage. Did you have a good massage? I mean, we're basically...
It's like, why were you even in the same room?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Right. Yeah. It's like...
It's so those two masseuses can look at each other and like, this guy. they just get something for them to do while they're giving you a massage.
Yeah.
Just mock you.
Yeah.
Did they chat at all? Like, was there any back and forth? It was
just yes, I think so. Steve and I? No.
No.
No. But the
the masseuses?
Therapist.
Yeah, probably. If I do remember correctly. And obviously couldn't understand what they were saying. It wasn't in English, so.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, maybe Steve could understand. Steve spoke the tongue, speaks the tongue. So I can't remember. I just remember it was a hideous robe that we were both wearing. And then, put on our towels.
Were you buck naked?
No.
With the towels?
Oh, the towels.
Yeah. Because some people were pointing out, I think you brought it up, Matt, you don't have to be nude.
No.
A lot of people, I think, get massages not being nude.
Excuse? No. I mean, you don't have to be, you can wear underwear, but how is someone
massaging
you?
That's
not nude. That's
nude. That's not nude.
Oh, okay. Sure. I see. Hey. I didn't realize that you came on my show to split hairs.
Hey, when you
come on. Are you streaking? Are you nude with underwear on if you're streaking?
Well, I really became a man when I got a massage with jeans on.
Yeah, luckily this table had a hole for our peni, and so that worked out.
Wow. My peni. Tassie, what do the people say? I'm very curious here.
54% say good.
Wow.
Okay, pretty evenly split.
54% say good. Okay.
Yeah.
I think Sarah's right. There are a lot of disrespect to licensed masseuses in this conversation.
I'm not, Sarah, I'm not disrespecting them. They do an amazing job. I go to them and they make me better and I respect them. But you can't tell me that you and your wife being naked, getting rubbed down by in oil by with Kenny G playing and by candlelight isn't sensual. Maybe I'm not saying it's sexual, yeah, but it's sensual, and sensuality is part of sexuality.
Kenny G, I don't know.
No. I'm not saying they're participating, and I'm not saying my girlfriend and I should go and be like, "Huh, well, this is a way for us to get our jollies off." I'm just saying it's sensual.
So you're going to do it?
No. To me, a massage is about being relaxed, and why would I want more people there? More people there is only going to impede the relaxation. Right. Yeah. And it's going to have twice the amount of possibilities that the masseuse is going to talk. And if you want me to disrespect masseuses, Sarah, let me tell you this. They shouldn't be allowed to talk during it. If it's a relaxing spa-type massage, because I've been like halfway asleep and then people are trying to talk to you and it's like, sorry, but this is detracting from the experience.
Mm. What about if they're asking you about a body type? Can I dig in here?
Yeah, but again, if yes, allowed. Is this too much pressure? And then, but that's not a conversation,
right?
Yeah, no, okay. I definitely say no good. It's like movies, couples movies, not good. I want to watch every movie alone.
You mean like on a date? Like if you're going on a date?
I want a separator in between my date and I in a movie.
Okay.
A movie is an individual experience. We can talk about it as soon as we're out of the theater. Now, no, we're not talking about it. We'll talk about our massages as soon as it's over.
Right.
But for now, no, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, well, we got three not goods, except for the people that say it's good. We've taken one more break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about hangovers. And we're going to maybe, by the end of the show, maybe we're going to have you thinking a little differently about them.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Is This Good? Guys, when people need help navigating life's biggest decisions, when they're lost, confused, at a crossroads, they seek our wise counsel and we deliver an airtight verdict. It's time to settle this. All right, guys, let's settle this. We got an email here. It says as follows. I have a question about hangovers. Are we overstating how bad they are? Not the I'm in the hospital and something horrible has happened hangover, or the regret stew of uh-oh, what did I do? Just the simple, tied one on last night, now I'm gonna throw up, lay on the cold bathroom floor, and just be. Maybe Gatorade and some couch time, watch something breezy, eat something tasty? Could hangovers possibly be rated? Keep up the good work, thanks, Cameron. Now, I'll say perhaps Cameron went too far when he said throw up, because if this involves the kind of hangover where I've vomited and I've woken up on a bathroom floor, which, let's be honest, has happened, I'm out for that.
Right.
But I'm interested in this idea of sort of, it makes me think of a sick day when you were a kid, and it's like you weren't like deathly sick, but you got to stay from school. You know, your mom brought you some orange juice. You watched Price is Right. And no one expected anything of you because you were sick. You didn't expect anything of yourself. And the hangover is the adult version of that. Sometimes it's kind of nice to just, you have a bit of a headache. You know you're not going to go out. You order in food maybe, and you watch some dumb TV, and I think it's sort of a nice break from regular life.
How do you feel about couples hangovers?
Great.
Yeah, maybe.
Were you wearing jeans when you were a boy?
No, you don't wear jeans.
The stream team is loving this one, by the way.
I think we misspelled underrated on this.
Yeah.
Is underrated two R's?
I think so.
That's me.
People, down, Matt, are saying this is a...
No, put it up. Leave it up, JD.
This is a scorching hot take, is what they're saying, Matt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
People are saying Cameron has to be under the age of 30.
Yes.
People are saying report this man to the authorities. A lot of people are saying hangovers are properly rated. I don't know what he's talking about. But, I mean, I will admit, when I first read this, I was, or, you know, saw what the subject was going to be, this is insane, this is stupid. He tried to get me around to, like, is it that bad? You know?
Yeah.
But, you know, I can do all the things he's saying. Lie on the couch, watch dumb TV, order in, be lazy. Without having to feel like shit or like have a pulsating headache or something. Yeah.
If you just sit at the couch on a day when it's beautiful outside and you could be doing errands or work or, you know, going out and seeing a new thing in your city, you might feel guilty at just sitting at home shoving pizza in your mouth. But when you're hungover, you don't feel guilty because you're like, I got to take care of this.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right. There's a part of that, I guess. And you had fun in theory the night before.
Yeah.
There's a reason you got the hangover.
Well, okay, let me ask you a simple question. If you could choose a world in which the current world where there are hangovers or a world in which there were no hangovers, would you choose the no hangover world? Considering that, like, that might lead you to more dangerous behavior.
Yeah. No, I think hangovers
have to stay. Maybe the
hangover
is life's way of checking you a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%, I think. Yeah.
But, so you would vote world with hangovers.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I think there needs to be consequences for your actions.
Okay.
You know, and a hangover is something that you do to yourself. There's nobody else to blame for it.
Except on Roofy Island. But yeah, you never know. Sorry.
Well, that's not a hangover.
That's not a hangover. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right.
But yeah, I mean, you know, and I've worked through many a hangover, and it's not pleasant. But I'm not going to say they're underrated.
Yeah. Cameron went a little far. I love the term regret stew. That's a great one.
Yeah.
He means, I believe, the Sunday hangover. That's what he's
right.
getting at
It's
here.
A lazy Sunday.
Yeah.
Maybe had a couple too many.
Totally.
I don't think Cameron has headaches with his hangovers because if that – when that factors in – I mean, I suffer from headaches and – like, it's a million times worse with hungovers, so.
You also suffer from heavy drinking.
Yeah, it's like, I can't, they're
Maybe
one in the
same. Correlation.
Yeah, there might be a correlation.
Yeah, yeah.
There might be a correlation.
Science is still, so far I've at least gotten, it seems all of you to agree that even though we hate hangovers, the world is better with them than without them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess one other positive about a hangover and that Cameron had me coming around to is that they kind of act like Sunday scaries do for me in that they kind of simplify the brain. You know, a lot of people's brains all over the place. When you're hungover, it's just like one track mind. This is what I'm doing. I never have to think. I'm only thinking one thing. So it is sort of, they do act as Sunday scaries, just good for my brain in a weird way.
Sure.
And a little reset.
Yes. But also just like, you know, the loudness of one's mind becomes a lot more.
Right.
But, you know, it's not a fun day. But you know, but you add on the fun that you had the previous night and it adds up to underrated's a little too strong, but there's some good parts. There are some good parts that Cameron brings up. Good points.
Stream team is completely right. Cameron is under 30, does not have children.
Yeah.
You know, those hangovers are nothing. They're nothing. You're basically still drunk from the night before.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, give me a bacon sandwich and I'm going to watch football.
Yeah.
You know, like that's it. But, you know, try taking your kid to soccer or something.
Well, but now your kids are older, isn't there? Because maybe I'm just wishful thinking here because I have little kids.
Yeah.
Sucks. It's terrible. Hangovers are horrendous.
Totally.
Pre-kids was fine.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping post-kids, you know. When they can wipe their own butts and that kind of thing, you know, 6, 7, 8, I'll be laughing.
Yeah. Oh, wait till they're teenagers and they're in bed till one.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
It's great. That's right.
Well, it's amazing, or I guess ironic, in my opinion, about the Sunday hangover or just the hangover. It's what Cameron is saying, this idea of like doing nothing.
Right.
I actually think that's the worst way to tackle a hangover. I'm convinced. For me, it will then that hangover will last all day.
It lasts longer.
It will last all day. If you want to try and get rid of it, I mean, if that's the objective, you do something. Like, you force yourself to work out or just even go for a walk, for crying out loud. Like, something, it actually, I don't know. That's my personal opinion.
I agree.
But I guess he loves hangovers.
Yeah, but I think, Cameron's talking about, like, luxuriating it. You know what I mean? Right. Like, let's keep this slightly sick feeling going so that I can just justify being on the couch.
Yeah. Right.
Whereas you're saying, like, I got things to do. I'm going to go for a run and sweat it out.
Hey. Yeah.
But it seems like in the world of Settleists, I'm sorry, Cameron, we've settled it. We cannot agree with you that hangovers are underrated. We did get to the point where we seem to all agree that hangovers do have a place in this world.
Yeah.
But
checks and balances in life, yeah.
But they're not underrated.
No.
I'm sorry.
Properly
so again,
rated.
If you have a question like this, something you need settled, could be relationship advice, could be friendship advice, could just be a question of etiquette, like we had that question about should you tell someone if their fly's undone. Email us, isthisgoodpod@gmail.com, and we will answer those questions for you. All right, guys, it's time for the final segment of the show. You all know what it is. It's subjective trivia. Yes, subjective trivia. It's just like regular trivia, except only I have the answer. As always, so you know I'm not cheating, I have written the answer on this note card.
Nice.
And it was a big day in the Austin household yesterday. As I alluded to at the top of the show, the landlord finally approved and came to install an air conditioner in my bedroom.
Oh, wow. Perfect. It's October.
You might be looking at the calendar and going, a little late.
Yeah.
It's a little late for that, but you take what you can get.
Mm-hmm.
So now that I have an air conditioner in my bedroom, today's question is, what is the ideal room temperature in Fahrenheit?
Oh, what? Well, Matt's going to go colder than you for sure, or me.
Now, Tassie and I did used to fight over the thermostat in the old NBA TV
office. That's right. And I was always team Tass on that.
I was always team Matt.
Yeah.
Consider something. I've since moved. I've lived in a hotter place that's warm pretty much all year round. Has that made my blood thin even more?
Wow.
Okay?
Right.
Am I become less tolerant to the cold?
Okay, let's talk it out.
So hot that I want it colder. So
we're looking for the Matteo perfect temperature to sleep in at night, right? In your bedroom. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Specifically to sleep in.
No, I'm just saying ideal room temperature. Okay. What's the thermostat? You walk into the house, what do you want that thermostat
not to sleep. Okay. That's a little different.
And also, it's not a pitchfork review, okay? This is a zero. This number ends in a zero.
Oh. And it's Fahrenheit.
No, 0.0.
Point zero. Okay, all right.
I didn't think we had to get to the point.
All
right. Yeah. Okay, put me down for a 68.
Okay, 68.
I mean,
it's a little chilly.
I was going to go 69. Nice. I was going to ask if you are you a new dude with attitude during the night? Are you kind of groovy?
Just in case I got to hop out of bed and go streaking. No, I sleep in a loose boxer.
Silk?
And sometimes a t-shirt, sometimes not.
Oh, wow. Jeez. Okay, so he's keeping it really cold. Yeah.
Yeah.
68's a good guess, JD. I'm not going to lie. Tass, what do you... What do you keep yours at in your house?
I'm a 69 usually.
Oh.
Nice.
Yes, nice.
Nice, very nice. You're telling me the NBA TV office was at 69 degrees? I have trouble believing
that. No, it wasn't. Yeah.
It was higher.
So I
bet it was 72. It was Fahrenheit. Yeah.
So you felt comfortable setting it at a good temperature in your home, but then didn't want to do us the same courtesy at work.
Every thermostat, every room is different.
Uh-huh.
There's nuance.
It's like fingerprints.
There's nuance to this. The Fahrenheit, I think 69. I mean, all this talk about orgies, and I think 69 is the way to.
Okay, let me get an answer.
I am a 23 Celsius all day long. and all.
Which
wow,
that's so boiling.
Wow, you're on fire.
Let's just turn it off and open some windows, guys.
That's 74 for
okay,
all.
But we live
there.
In Atlanta. I mean, yes, these days.
Yeah,
yes.
That's why I'm never sick. You know, you guys are going from extreme temperatures.
It's an old wives' tale.
No, it's not. It's not. You're going from boiling hot all the time then into your freezing cold houses. Okay, I will go 69, well, though.
Who's always sick? What are you talking about?
You're always sick, James.
Oh, come
you're
on.
Always right. sick. Okay, say Tassie 69, Skeet 69, JD, what you come into a consensus here?
Well, I guess it's I got to go 69.
We're either going 68 or 69.
Oh.
So let's just pick.
I think like Matt likes the joke number of 69.
You think so? He just wanted to write 6'9" on that, piece of paper. No, yeah. Let's go lower. Let's go lower. Let's go.
Regular temp. Crazy man.
He likes it cold.
He does.
But
like
he's
it
in
cold.
LA. I don't know. Maybe that changes
Jesus,
it.
Just give me an answer.
All right. I'll guess.
We've got nothing to do.
But wait, you're saying 70?
Yeah, I've changed it.
Going to 70.
Yeah, he's going higher.
JD, you get
it's
to
not
pick.
70.
JD, you
it's
get to pick. 70. JD gets to pick. Here
okay,
we go.
Okay, fuck it. Let's say 69.
All
I'm
right.
Between 70 and 68. We are going with 69.
Okay, first of all, I can't believe that you think I'd pick my answer based on a term for a sexual position.
Of course you would.
But I would.
Oh, that's the wrong one. Yay, we got it.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good screen grab right there. Yes.
Now, I did used to be a 68 man, but I bumped it up to 69.
Okay. Is that because the move to California, you're saying? Or?
Yeah, I can't tolerate the cold anymore.
Oh.
Wow.
So he wants there a little you go. Warmer.
You've changed, so, man. Tequila. I know. Hot-blooded. Crazy.
I got a new life. You would hardly recognize me.
So you don't change your temperature for night, Matt?
I don't want to get into it. It's so complicated. Just because I don't have central air. If you have central air, then I think, and a Nest thermostat, you could do that. But mm-hmm. here, it's like alchemy, what I'm doing here. Between fans, my Vornado hive stand up. Yeah, I can't get into it. It's dark arts over here.
Wow.
But there we go. That's subjective trivia. I love it when you guys get it right. Once again, I do want to remind you, if you have topics, you could tweet them to me or follow me at StartersMatt on Twitter or email us at isthisgoodpod@gmail.com. A reminder to send us those good settle this questions, yeah. Those thorny questions you got bubbling up. Do you guys have anything to promote?
Well, unbelievably, we have another show coming here later today from the Classic Factory.
Lord.
This is a legit factory today.
Yeah.
Three shows in total. We already did our Eastern Conference over-under win totals, looking at each one of the teams in the Eastern Conference. We did the Western Conference one on Monday. We had this show, and then we got No Buns coming up at, what'd you say, Tess? Like 5 p.m.? It's been bumped up? 6
yeah.
p.m.? Something like that?
Give or take.
Yeah.
How about that Aaron Judge, huh, Tassie?
How about it?
Can't wait to listen to No Buns to hear about that. Hear if he really has the record, you know?
Oh. I wonder if I... What is that man going to do with that ball? He hasn't decided yet, apparently. The person,
the guy that fell didn't get it, right?
No.
That, just, what happened
person,
to that guy?
He was leaning a little too far over. He didn't want to be that fan in Toronto that... leaned over and didn't catch it, so he fell about 10 feet. I think he's fine.
Yeah,
it was a good solid 10 feet.
It looked pretty high.
It looked horrible.
He just disappears.
It looked like he was.
I was thinking. Okay. Oh, so you think he like actually fell? I thought he was like proactively jumping down, thinking it might fall short into like the pen or wherever, and that he would get it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, would they have let him keep it? Like. He jumped out of his seat into the bullpen, which is definitely illegal. I mean, it's sort of a form of streaking.
What if he was naked?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? You know what, Tassie? I'm going to say, let this be a little teaser. Answer the question
on
No Buns.
Sure.
Well done.
Hey, maybe I'll stick around and ask it on your show.
Yeah, stick around.
Yeah.
So, stick around. If you're watching live, stick around and watch the No Buns stream. And if you're listening to this, listen to No Buns too.
Yeah, and we have No Buffs, our Survivor podcast, coming on Thursday. And we have a film session about the Redeem Team documentary coming on Friday. There, I'm done, Matt. There you go.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming, guys. Thanks for listening. For everyone, I'm Matt Austin, and this was good. We'll see you next week.